Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. And that is our goal here every single day. Our quote of the day comes from the man I'll be speaking about, the man who's changed my life. The man who could change your life. Don't know who that was.
Loved it.
That which we are seeking is seeking us. Dr. Joe Dispenza. Here, let's do another one. Most people wait for something outside of them to change how they feel inside. Most people wait for something outside of them to change how they feel inside. Guys, let that soak in. That means we need to go to Disney World. That means we need... we need so much when really all we need is within us now. We just don't know it because no one's taught us to access it. Heal Squad, you are in for an episode. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever had more to say in my life than I do today.
I love it.
So prepare, friends, because today we're going to be talking about my week-long meditation event that I just participated in San Diego, California, with Dr. Joe Dispenza and 1,600 other beautiful souls. It was the most profound experience of my life. I've had life-changing experiences at like a Tony Robbins event where I was like, oh my God, I really needed this. I felt like someone Windexed the front of my eyes. This felt like someone Windexed the inner part of my eyes, like behind my eyes, or transplanted them into a whole new body. Like, I feel like I'm in a whole new body.
Wow.
And I know I updated the Queens at Breakfast yesterday briefly, because I couldn't hold it in any longer. And so I cannot wait to share with you what I believe is really the way. If you have gotten to a point in your life where you're like, is this it? Is there anything else? Or you're yearning for something, you're at what you think is your bottom, or you don't feel well, or you're sick, or any of those, like, you know, difficult emotions, this is your place. And if you can't get into a week-long event because there is a massive waiting list, the online courses have been so helpful, life-changing, and healing. People have healed themselves of cancer just by doing the online courses. Because what I realized at this event, my maybe biggest aha moment, is that the illness is us. All of the things that are plaguing me are me and my thoughts and me living in the past and me just living a program every day where one day overlaps with the other and overlaps with the other. And there's no magic because I'm not creating. I'm just dealing with a to-do list, thinking about the negative things that I'm thinking about. And that all creates a chemistry that then attracts more of that to you. Now, all of what I'm going to talk to you about we've talked about here on the show, right? We've talked about manifesting. We've talked about the Esther Hicks and the Wayne Dyers. Now, for some people, that might be a little woo-woo. And we've talked about how what you believe will be, right? When someone gets an illness and they think that's it, usually that's kind of what happens because it's what you really believe. With my mom, we knew she believed that she was a miracle and she became a miracle, right? So there's so much that we've talked about and there's so much that in general we kind of know when we say, right? Like, oh, he has bad energy or whatever it is, but we don't know the science behind it or any of the deeper levels of it. And so when you have an amazing teacher like Dr. Joe Dispenza, who has done the neuroscience work, who has done the tests and the studies with UC San Diego, and he's presenting you hard, cold evidence, scientific-backed evidence of what's going on in your body when you're doing these meditations, how it's healing you, how you are stepping into a new life that you're creating, how you are the creator of your life, you become so much more in. You're like so much more in because it is science-backed, I think. There isn't just this like faith, the leap of faith that you have to take. And you get so inspired because it's fact, right? Quantum physics, it's all science. So I am going to share with you guys a little bit about my journey, which had so many incredible moments that blew me away, continue to blow me away. For example, I will also mention the best night, I think, of my life last night. Now, you're hearing this a week later, but last night for me was the premiere of The Pentaveret, and I was blessed enough to be asked by Mike Myers to play a small role in it. And I'm going to tell you how this week-long meditation, I believe, truly affected what happened last night, because what happened last night was so out of body crazy. So just, I thought I was being punked the whole night. And I said, Kevin, I'm like, this is going to be a really cruel like joke because I don't understand. This is unexplainable. And he talks about when you go into this black space where you're meditating and you're no one, you're nothing. You don't think about your body basically, right? You don't think of your thoughts. You swat out any thoughts that come in, but really you're just consciousness. And when you can just get into consciousness, all possibilities exist and you plant the seeds of what you want and they will come to you in the most unpredictable of ways. Man, last night hit me like a ton of bricks. So I'm going to get into all of this, but before we get to that, I do have to remind you, friends, that spring is here, summer is around the corner, and you know that Macy's has been an incredible partner for us on this show. It's the reason we're able to do what we do every single day, and we're so grateful to have them. And so my curated page with all my favorites and picks for your spring summer looks are there. Kelsey, I finally got to see her rug that she she took off my page and put in her bathroom.
And Maria, I would have never in my life found that rug or thought of that rug unless I had gone to your page. So I'm very grateful because it's perfect and I love it.
Doesn't it give you so much joy? The yellow is so pretty.
Yes. And it's just like the perfect amount of pattern. And it's not like too much, like the yellow's bright, but it's not crazy bright. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you, Macy's.
I'm so glad. So you don't have to sift through everything. We have, you know, well, I have like really sifted through. I actually really enjoy It's a fun process. I go on to Macy's.com and then I just see what grabs my attention. I'm like, oh, I love this. I love that. And then I start putting things in my shopping cart. But friends, if there's anything on Macy's.com that you are buying and it's not on my list, and you use our Macy's.com/bettertogether landing page, we get credit for it. So you'd support the show and support us by making those purchases through there. But you know, Macy's has everything from furniture to clothing to appliances. I mean, everything you really need is in there.
I got an air fryer. They have everything.
Yeah. I bought my Anastasia eyebrow wax, but I haven't gotten it yet.
I got mine.
You got it?
Yeah, I love it.
I gotta look. Maybe while I've been gone, a package is just sitting somewhere in my office I didn't see, but I'm really excited for that. And yeah, so friends, Macy's.com/better together for your spring and summer needs. We have all kinds of gifts on there too for the people in your life. Father's Day is coming up as well. So we'll have that for you and so much more. So thank you for supporting us always. I loved getting our Patreon members sent so many beautiful comments about how they're shopping at Macy's. And so thank you, friends, for supporting us in that way. So you get something, we get something. It's all mutually beneficial.
Also, shout out Maria quickly. The shirt I'm wearing right now is from Macy's.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Just a little tee. I needed some more tees for summer, and it wasn't on Maria's page, but you guys, if you go through the landing page and still shop, so you like type in Maria or Macy's.com/better together and you shop through that, we still get credit. So yeah, like I found this by going through the page and then just clicking on like t-shirts or whatever.
Thanks, queen.
You're welcome.
You're supporting us.
Heck yeah. I am supporting us.
I love it. Well, while we're on talking about our Super Heel Squad, our $25 tier members in Patreon, I want to give them their shout outs. We have Jason, Morgan Hisong, Belden Combe, Karen Bobe, or Karen Bobe, not sure, Lisa Cooney, Dory Hansen, Elena, Pam Lucier, Julie Tolik-Prest, Beth Glass, Bailey, Jessica, Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Stupor, Jessica Hosick, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea, Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mifsud, Shannon Stern. Guys, you guys are amazing. Anne Efimidiadis, Jessica Rink, Leslie Besk, Katina Papanicolaou, Ligdas, Teresa Palmer, Bobby, Elisa Catherine, Brett, Burr, Alexandra Simos, Helen Vlamis. This list is getting longer each week. Hell yeah.
I know.
Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Joanne G, Sandy Garfield, Anne-Marie Jennings, Alicia Gonzalez. Thank you all for being in our Super Heel Squad.
Hey, Heel Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Heel Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Kelsey and I were talking about figuring out even just a small event, nothing too crazy, in Connecticut this summer. Mm-hmm. So we are going to try to see if we can put something together, and maybe we get the woman who does the aura pictures.
Yes. Yep.
And we can do some fun little things and just meet everybody, because I love our Heel Squad.
Me too.
So anyway, we're working on that. Also, friends, an update on the merch. We're having a call today, so that's moving along, and merch will be here soon. We're so giddy. Okay. So first I'm going to talk the event, then I'm going to talk about the premiere and how I think it affected everything, because it's just... Yeah, like I said, he says, when you go in there, things come in the most unpredictable of ways. And it came in an unpredictable way in the first place, because I remember Mike Myers, by the way, called me last, I think, February. And I was just so down in the dumps because my mom was not well, and we knew she wasn't going to be well technically. And he called me personally to ask me to be a part of this series called The Pentaverate. And he said he wrote the role with me in mind, and he would be honored if I joined. I was like, Mike, what? I'm like, I'm in for whatever you need. I'll make you coffee. I'll shine your shoes. Like, I'm honored. And so, and then the big joke last night I told him was, in every episode, I say my name so many times. All those teachers that didn't know how to say my last name, it's so funny. Like, yes, throughout the years, obviously I've been on TV for a long time, so people hear Maria Menounos, but in this, it's like, I'm Maria Menounos. I'm Maria Menounos. I'm Maria Menounos. So it was really funny. But anyhow, so I started on the Joe Dispenza train. I mean, technically I started years ago. He was a guest on the show and I was blown away by his healing journey. So for anybody who doesn't know, he was on a bike. He got hit by a truck. His vertebrae all broke. And they said, for the chance of you being able to walk again, we don't even know if it's going to happen, we have to install 2 26-inch Harrington rods. And he was a chiropractor. And he said, how am I going to move and live my life? He's like, he elected to go home and heal himself. Had no training. There's no like healing training he had at that point. He was a chiropractor. He was, you know, just like any of us, just a regular person. And he decided to go in his mind, and for 2.5 hours a day, he would reconstruct his spine. Some days in like hour, you know, 1.5, he would quit and thoughts would come in and he would say, I'm so dumb. Why did I do this? I'm going to be paralyzed for life. I'm paraphrasing, but you know what I'm saying. And then he'd start the process all over again because he knew that he needed to go from start to finish uninterrupted. 10 weeks, long story short, later, he walked. 11 weeks later, I think it was, he started working out with weights and he never looked back. And in the process of all this, he said, you know, God, if you heal me, I will devote my life to this. And he has. And so he has really done such an incredible job of doing the scientific research behind the mind and body connection and the power within us to heal ourselves and the power of our thoughts. And so I was obsessed from, you know, go. He was in the Heal documentary. If you haven't seen Heal on Netflix, I highly recommend it. You're probably one of the last few that haven't seen it. It was that popular.
So good.
And he was in it as well. And then I did apply some of his methods with my mom's journey. Like, he wrote this book called The Placebo Effect. And so my mom's chemo pills were never chemo. We never talked about them as chemo. They were her healing pills. And so we tried to do a lot of those things. It wasn't until early this year that my friend Marie Forleo, author of Everything is Figureoutable, suggested that I try his meditations events. Now, friends, you know how much I love getting better. I've devoted my life to it. And even before this show, I was always the self-help, you know, queen. I loved reading self-help books since I was little. I think I knew from a young age I needed help. And so anyhow, I love all of the stuff that we talk about on this show and everything we do. Meditation has been a little bit of a tough one. I studied TM, Transcendental Meditation. I did that for a while. I couldn't stick with it. It was really hard for me to just be in black space for 20 minutes. I didn't know what to do with myself. It was really hard. If I was in the environment with the others in like a class, then I could do it, right? Because their energy would affect me. And again, if I go to Soul Cycle class, I can do it. If I try to do it at home, I can't. I need the power of other people sometimes. So I've done Headspace. I've done so many different ones. There was a really good one that I used for a long time called the Soul Sync that I loved and I still love. Agape, who's been on the show, has a really good color meditation that I've loved. But I've never really stayed consistent officially with anything. I've had periods of time, seasons. So when she said, come to a meditation event, I was like, ew, no, I can't think of anything worse to do. I'm not going to spend a week of my life at a meditation event. It was like a visceral reaction because I didn't think that I could do it. And she talked about it more. And she's like, Maria, I'm telling you, I have this feeling like you're supposed to go. She's like, and then she said something about how she felt like a snake coming out of its skin. And I said, I got to do this. And I felt a click and I was like, I got to do this. So I went online and I started with a course called The Formula. It's like $200 or something online. And it's a really good kind of introductory course into his work and the methods behind it and the teachings, and there are meditations attached. So I was glued from go, and I think I watched, you know, a couple of hours, and then within 3 days, all of my anxiety had just kind of disappeared. And it was super powerful. And I was like, wait, this is something I've white knuckled for a long time. And I can handle like a lot of pain, I think. And I get through somehow. It's hard, but I do. And it was, I wasn't even doing it for that reason. I had no thought of what I was just doing it because I knew I was supposed to do it. So 3 days. Now, when I was at the event, there were so many people who talked about in 3 days, their anxiety was gone. In 3 days, their anxiety was gone. So if you're listening and you have anxiety, friends, go in with no expectations, I think is always the best. Go in just to learn and just see what happens. But it was pretty magical. So then I started noticing I was getting happier and happier. And I got to a place maybe like a week before the event where I said to Kevin, I am so happy. I feel like I could lift a car with a smile on my face, just lift it with my happiness. It was so unbelievable. And he was noticing and he kept saying, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to even make you aware of what's going on. But yes, I'm seeing a lot of differences in you. And I was like, okay. And then an interesting test came up. So a couple days before the event, there were some things that were incoming that wanted to draw me into my past. And he talks about how most of us live our days in our past. We live by the emotions of our past. The emotions of our past control us, and they also dictate our future.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
So if you're not conscious of what thoughts are coming in, which most of us aren't, and how many thousands and thousands of thoughts come into our minds a day, right? If you're not conscious, you end up just continuously living by the emotions of your past. And then that kind of just continues on your future because you have no place to create your future. You're just thinking about how you got screwed, thinking about how if these people didn't do this, then I would be here and blah, blah, blah. And then what am I doing tomorrow? I got to go see these people. And you see the same people, you do the same things, you live your same life. And then one day overlaps the other and you're now on autopilot and there's no magic. And so the only place to be able to create, and he teaches us that we're the creators of our own lives, is in that kind of generous present moment where we go into this black space where we're no one, nothing, nobody, there's no time, and you get conscious. And that's where you can create. And that's when the magic comes. So it's really about making a decision to not live in your past. And so I was being tested just days before. The devil was trying to lure me in. And there was so much. I don't even know how to explain it without getting into detail. But basically, I was trying, the devil was trying to lure me back into a past trauma and all of that. And my husband and Marie were both like, wait till after this event and make a decision. Which I'd already made my decision. I didn't want to be a part of it, but there was some stuff that like made me feel sad. Like maybe I should, you know, help out or whatever. And I'm so grateful because that past has kept me a prisoner and prevented me from my future and has been such a great block in my life. Whether it's the fears that are associated with it, whether it's the emotions, whatever it is. And so I remember in one of the walking meditations we did, which by the way, at some point you go into walking meditations, and that first day we were doing a walking meditation, I'm like, I didn't even nail this other stuff with my eyes closed. How am I going to go do a walking meditation? Then you get outside and you do a walking meditation and your eyes are open, but you're in a trance. And then when you close them, you're standing still. So you're not walking, you know, blindfolded or anything. And I just made this like powerful decision to just leave everything in the past behind and move forward and never, ever, ever go back and never operate from any of those places of fear, worry, stress, anger, any of that. And it was really profound. I mean, I was getting flooded with all these colors and like this bright sunlight, and it was dark and cloudy and raining actually, which was crazy because I thought I was going to open my eyes. I'm like, why is it raining? But it's like, see sun. And so it was interesting to have that test just before. And so anyhow, and by the way, he talks about like 50% of whatever we think our past was is embellished anyway, which we've heard on the show before. And it becomes our excuse not to change. Good one, right? So we have to recondition our bodies and to know that we are the mind. We get controlled by our body from our pains and all of that kind of stuff. So it's about falling in love with your future. It's about creating your future. He talks about, and it's a lot of what Esther Hicks talked about, where it was like, you have to believe, you have to have a clear like intention, right? Like, I want $1 million, but you have to believe it's possible too, right? So that you have that kind of super highway to come. It's kind of the same thing because he talks about like, you have to have a clear intention and an elevated emotion. And that becomes the Wi-Fi signal out in the quantum physics world, right? Out in the field. So gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership, he says, right? So when you get something, you're super grateful. It's like, well, how about if you act grateful for the thing you want before you have it? That eliminates the separation of time and space between what you want and what you have. And it's only a matter of time before it comes, and it will come in an unknown, unpredictable way. So whether it's your healing, whatever. And so I, in my meditations, had been focusing on mind, body, and soul healing. So now imagine for months, I'm doing these meditations and I have my H as my symbol. And I keep putting in the field when I'm in that black space that I want to be healed, mind, body, and soul. And I was kind of like, damn, it's a little unrealistic. Do you want to focus on one? Because that's a lot of stuff and it's very broad. How do you do that? But I didn't know how to do it. And he talks about later in the course, he's like, I put stuff up there all the time. I don't know how it's going to happen. I let the universe handle that part. He's like, I just set my clear intention and put my elevated emotion. So I had mind, body, and soul healing. So I'll give you one of the crazy like examples of what happened. So I want to heal whatever's left in here, in my, you know, brain. I want to heal my soul from all the pain in my heart and any of the physical ailments that, you know, I'm dealing with. Okay. So I knew the physical was obvious because I had heard how many people have been cured at these events, and not just at these events, but by doing this work of cancer all over their body, in bed, on morphine, couldn't walk, but did the work despite and healed themselves. And the coherence healings they do these healings there. And if you're chosen, people are putting their energy field, you know, basically they get into heart and brain coherence, and those coherent waves, they just aim them at the person. And it's really powerful. I saw people get up out of wheelchairs and walk, multiple people, and the stories, the testimonials are so powerful. And by the way, we will have two super powerful testimonials coming up on the show. One was a woman who just had her babies at 48. Doing this work, nobody believed she could have kids, and she had them and brought them on stage. And then another woman who has this incredible cancer journey, and you will not believe what she went through and how she healed herself. So you'll get a taste of what this is like. So mind, body, and soul healing. I knew the body was kind of obvious from what I had been hearing. So at some point in the week, it just kind of like slapped me in the face. I was like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, you're healing your mind. That's what you're doing here. It was so cool because you're doing so much work and you're making so many decisions on surrendering your analytical mind and going into love. I learned how to love myself here. I learned how to go into my heart. I learned how to open up my energy centers or chakras, whatever people like to call them. They were completely closed off. I didn't even know they existed. I started to see how much I was making myself ill with my thoughts and my behaviors and my actions and my stress and how I was using my energy reserve. So ding, ding, ding. Oh, there's the mind. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I've been doing. Oh, huge. So then the first healing I was supposed to have, I was feeling so emotional. I mean, it's, you know, out of 1600 people, it was like 160 of us got chosen to be healed. And so you feel undeserving and he tries to talk you out of the undeserving feelings. He's like, you are all deserving. He's like, whatever. And they're doing real-time experiments on people with UC San Diego. They're doing brain scans, blood work. They're showing how these meditations are elevating people's everything, like everything in their blood is just changing. And the amazing results that they're having. So I realized that I had to forgive my brother in order for me to fully heal. Now I've known this, friends. I've known that he's the teacher, whatever, right? You know, they say that there's always someone here who's teaching you something. You just have to, you know, get past the fact that you want to strangle them. And so I've known and I've tried, guys. That's why you hear me. And I'm very like negative sometimes about when I speak about him. I have tried really, really hard. Kelsey, you've seen it.
She has. She has. I can agree and attest to that.
And man, he's a challenge. So it hits me. Oh my God, I can't go into this healing without forgiving him. And I'm realizing how much I had to alter who I was to protect my boundaries with him and create like a 50-foot cement wall between us and just hold so much anger and just all this stuff that was just getting me sick. It wasn't getting him sick. It was getting me sick.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And so I look at the phone, which, by the way, I didn't use my phone for 7 days. There were a few texts to Kevin, but I didn't. It was just kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is insane. That kind of thing. I didn't want to interact with the outside world because I really wanted to have full immersion and really be present and really, really dedicate that week to my healing. And again, there were some challenges and some things that happened that, you know, I could have easily and understandably shifted for. And I was like, nope, I am shutting this down right now and the world will go round without me. So I looked at my phone and because I wanted to text Kevin, and I was like, I think I have to forgive him. Ah. And it's his birthday. I was like, no coincidence. No coincidence that the week I went was the week I lost my mom last year. And I was going to get to drive home a new person on her memorial, her 1 year memorial. Right. And so there were a lot of interesting things like that. So I sent him a happy birthday text. And then I went into my healing and I saw, oh my God, it was so crazy. When you go into this black space and you really surrender, like you go into a fifth dimension, you can time travel. You can, I was thinking, kids, if they only knew they didn't have to do drugs, they could just go into the 5D quantum space in the field. I was in an amphibian world at one point. I was in this like blue avatar world that was so magical and I could feel the misty water on me. And if you think, and by the way, there have been moments where I'm like, what the heck is going on? Then you get out of it. So you have to train yourself to just go. There were times where I was floating out of my body. So my legs would come out and I'd get scared and then I'd pop back in. And I'm like, no, I want to go. I want to fly. And so I would let myself go. And then I would just go to these like mystical places and experience these other worlds. I was in Jerusalem once and I was on a cliff and they were healing me on a cliff, but there was like a bed in the cliff. I saw Jesus. I saw the Virgin Mary multiple times. They were by my side. I was like, this is insane. My first healing, my mom came in and she's like, I'm right here, Maria. And I was like, oh, I love you. I love you. She said it twice. Now I'm losing my shit. Kevin's dad came to me and we had a conversation. My grandparents, my cousin Narj gave me a hug. I had like murderer's row of all of my loved ones with me in this first healing. And I was like, oh my God, there's no way. Like, how is this even happening? And you're just sitting there. You're just having blank thoughts and all this stuff's coming in. Imagine if you allowed yourself the time to have blank thoughts. Who would come in or what would come in or what messages would come in? I saw hieroglyphics coming in. I saw patterns and beautiful places and it was just magical. And then I saw this like little squiggly thing and it was like, what is that? And I'm just kind of looking and I'm observing and then all of a sudden it zooms out and it's an MRI of my brain. And that white squiggly thing just kept moving and moving and moving until it became smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it disappeared. I was like, whoa, right? Because they didn't get the whole tumor out when they operated. I saw so much that just blew me away and felt so much. There was in that first healing, actually, and they were so powerful. Oh my God, the most loving people coming together to heal you. And really it's about heart coherence. It's like you're going into your heart and you're feeling your heart. And then that just kind of goes up. That energy moves up into your brain. And now your brain and your heart are in coherence and it creates this field. And so these healers are coming in. It's just all of us that they do a meditation before they come in. They get into brain and heart coherence. And then they take that energy and they just, their heart and brain coherence, and they aim it at you. And you have all eight people sending you this beautiful force field of like love and healing. And you feel the energy come through your body. It's very intense. So I had this like crazy moment where in the first one, I felt like I had to pee, but I had gone to the bathroom just before because I was like, I don't want to feel like I have to pee and then it's going to distract me from being in a good space. And this urge just kept coming. And I'm like, this is so weird. What happens if I pee myself? This is so crazy. like a couple hours later, I finally felt my root chakra. It opened me up. And then from there, guys, I didn't know how to, you know, we've had Patty Penn on, we've had Cindy Dale talking about chakras. I don't know how to feel this stuff. Actually, when we did the one of those Patreon healings
with Cindy,
I felt my heart.
Yes, yeah.
So what I realized is when we would do it before that healing, I could feel the chakras above. I couldn't feel the below ones. They were shut down. That healing opened up my root chakra. So the next time we did that blessing of the energy centers, it was like tornadoes in each root. In one, in two, in three, in four. And I was like, I couldn't even control my body. It was like so intense because your body is now upgrading and purging all of these emotions. There were a few moments in the last meditations I've had in New York last week and then the last ones I had there where I thought I was having a heart attack. My heart was pounding like I was racing the fastest race in the world. And I was sitting. It was so intense. And so it's really, really powerful. And he talks about how the field is where we plant everything. And when you're in kind of that space, everything comes faster because, like I said, you're kind of deleting that separation. We're in this world, when you want something, you're matter moving matter. You're like, I want a Porsche. Okay, I got to work 30 extra hours a week. I gotta save this. And you can do it, but it's gonna take so much. In the quantum and in the field, all you gotta do is get in brain and heart coherence, get in that black space where you're nothing, and the possibilities are endless. You plant your seed, you feel the emotion of it already being here. You're already driving that car, and you feel how you're gonna feel. And that the body and the brain doesn't know the difference between perception and reality. So the body starts creating the, and by the way, I'm not an expert. You have to study this with Joe. The chemicals that start to make you feel like you already have it, that collapses time and brings it to you so much faster. And he says, it'll come in a way you least expect it. And so it's really, really powerful stuff. I highly, highly encourage everyone who's listening. I get nothing out of this. I get everything out of this actually, because I want everyone to feel like I feel. Take the formula. And then if you can't get into an event because the waiting list is so insane, you have to do the progressive course, because the progressive goes deeper and deeper and deeper and you learn more. And it's so powerful. It's so, so life-changing. I can't even explain it other than you start to like connect with the divine and you become the divine. And it's not just a blissful feeling. It's not like, yay, I can go kick ass. It's like a knowing inside of you now that can't ever go away. I was telling you guys in another episode, in the course I did online, I started realizing like, this is my energy reserves in this cup. Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé. This is my energy reserve. So every day I'm going to choose how I want to use this, because I'm conscious. Before I was unconscious and I was depleting my energy reserves with stress, anger, frustration, worry, so many negative emotions, right? And most of the stuff I can't control, but I can control a couple of things. I can control who I want to be today. I can control what I want to create, and I can control where I place my energy. And where I place my energy is where I will feel what I will feel, right? So meditating, I think can, you know, if you're starting to go low, I feel like meditating kind of refills your cup up a bit. So if you're starting to get a little depleted, go in, plug in your Tesla or your Prius and get some more. But I now look at my life every day, like, how do I want to use this? All that stress and fear. I had some epiphanies when I got home. I was looking at, was washing my dish, and I looked outside and Kevin had two hats on the table. Now you're going to laugh. This is like a stupid story. But I said, look at Kevin. He had to buy two hats. One wasn't enough, because I am like crazy saver and he's normal, let's say, right? And I said to myself, oh my God, now that I'm conscious, this is me post-event.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
I've spent my entire life terrified I didn't have enough. Terrified of spending. Terrified of buying a water when I'm thirsty because it's free at home. Like really intensely crazy stuff, guys. Because I grew up, we don't have money, we don't have money, we don't have money, we don't have money. And Kevin never has. And he's not been obscene or crazy or anything like that. Yes, we joke that he's a consumer, but he's like shopping at Target, guys. He's not even like, for the level he's on, he's very frugal. So I'm like, wow, look at two people in one household. And the difference in the behaviors. And I've made myself sick for nothing. I had another one. What was the other one, Queen, I told you about yesterday? That'll come to me.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember the hat, though.
It was the hat with the money. And, time.
Oh, yes.
So I've lived my life, and I've repeatedly told myself, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. There isn't enough time. There isn't enough. So guess what? There isn't enough time. What we think becomes. What we think we are, we become. What we believe will be. So I never did have enough time. So I come back from the meditation event and I am like, I'm holding on to this. So we did a 5-hour meditation one day. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I could do a 5-hour meditation. I did it. And I decided that I was going to devote myself to these practices every day because I want to stay in this state. I want to stay as blissful as I am and continue to be there. So part of that is doing this specific meditation between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m., because that's when you have the highest rate of melatonin. And apparently this is when you can access this certain gland in your brain called the pineal gland. And it's a 90-minute meditation.
So does he suggest you wake up and do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I, friends, come home and I started doing it instantly, knowing I had to fly to New York the next day, knowing I had to go to work the next day, knowing I had all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no excuses. Do you want to still feel like this? Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. And so I woke up, I did it, and it was amazing. I woke up the next day and I'm in New York and I have to go do something for Roku. I had plenty of time. I got to sit and eat my breakfast like a human, not be racing out the door, grabbing a few things to go. I had plenty of time. Normally, it would be so difficult. And so I get home from New York. I wake up. I do my meditation in the middle of the night. Now, mind you, I'm doing another meditation during the day at least as well. So now I'm doing maybe 2-ish hours of meditating a day. Who knew? Me.
That's so crazy.
Right? So I wake up. I set my chair up next to the bed in the bedroom and I said, Kevin, I'm going to try it in here because I don't want to have to be sleeping in another room to do all this stuff. That's just kind of crazy to me. So I set up a chair next to my bed because some people pass out. The energy's so intense. I had two women fall on me in the middle of these meditations because they just, the energy's so powerful and they just conk out. And so I had my chair next to the bed. God forbid I went into this pineal gland too intensely and, you know, fell over. And I woke up at 3:30 and I did my pineal gland meditation. And listen, it's not always easy, but he says every time you fight through, it's a victory and it will get easier and easier. So there are moments when like, I'll stretch my back a little. There are moments when I'm a little uneasy and I just keep saying the victory's staying here. So don't think I am just some like powerful, perfect meditator. Like you're going to have your moments and you have to be loving towards yourself in those moments. I woke up, I did it. And I get back into my bed, guys, and my bed feels like a magical cloud. It's my Sleep Number bed and I love it. But it feels like heightened magical. And I was like, this feels amazing. Let's see how I feel in the morning. I was so energized, guys. I woke up. I woke up at the same time I normally wake up to get ready. And somehow it's never enough time normally. I was ready an hour earlier. And I'm just kind of floating. I'm like, oh, I guess we'll get in the car early and get to where we're going early. I'm not that person. I'm like, I want to be there like 10 minutes before. If I'm at the airport 15 minutes before my flight, I'm early. Like I just,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't like being late. I hate being late, but I time it so intensely, which I know you do too. That's why I can recognize it in you. And I'm like, it's only making you suffer more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So because when you time it like that, then you're stressed and you're racing and now you're like this the whole time. Whereas if you just give yourself the room and the space, you're going to feel so much better. So floated through my day. This was yesterday. And I was like, this is amazing. Went to the premiere. Let's take a break, friends. This is part one. I'm going to go into part two. I'm going to talk about the premiere experience and how insane that was. And then I'm going to tell you more about the meditation event, because there are so many more things that you should know. And we're going to leave it right there. So if you have not checked out our website, friends, mariamenounos.com, we have the cliff notes of these shows there. We also have my favorite products that you can't, that I can't live without, that maybe you will feel the same way. I know you will. Let's just leave it right there. And we will be back tomorrow with part two of my Joe Dispenza experience. So, in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.